VOA Learning English. This is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. On today's As It Is, we take you into the courtroom for two stories. In the second half of the show, we will tell about lawyers who help people who cannot afford legal representation.
But first, we hear about a large amount of money that a jury recently awarded to the widow of a cigarette smoker. Anna tells us more.
A jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida has ordered the country's second largest cigarette maker to pay $23.6 billion to the widow of a smoker. The jury also ordered the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company to pay $16.8 million in damages. Cynthia Robinson sued the tobacco company, R.J. Reynolds, in 2008 for the death of her late husband, Michael Johnson. Mr. Johnson was a longtime smoker who died of lung cancer at age 36. His widow claimed the tobacco company plotted to hide the health dangers of their products. She said the company kept secret the fact that it is very hard to quit smoking. This is called the addictive nature of tobacco products. Mr. Johnson had smoked for more than 20 years. He began when he was about 13 years old. His widow said he had tried several times to quit. The cigarette company plans to appeal the court decision. A lawyer for the cigarette maker said the size of the award went far beyond the realm of reasonableness and fairness. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is. We just heard a story about a U.S. jury in the southeastern state of Florida ordering the country's second-largest cigarette maker to pay $23.6 billion to the widow of a smoker.
That is a huge amount of money.
While many Americans believe lawyers make a lot of money, in our next story, Anna tells about some lawyers in the U.S. who work for free.
Legal advice can cost a lot. A person with little money does not have the same ability to get legal help as a richer person. But in recent years, a growing number of law firms do pro bono work. They work for free. Lawyers who offer free legal help for their clients, the people they represent, are usually called pro bono lawyers. VOA Los Angeles correspondent Elizabeth Lee wrote the following report. Identified only as Linda, a 65-year-old woman has been fighting for a year to gain guardianship of a child relative, her grandnephew, Michael. But all her efforts failed. They were to no avail. Nothing worked.
Because of the abuse that was occurring and the neglect. And I tried many times to get guardianship through the courts and to no avail.
Then Linda found an organization called Bet Sedic. Bet Sedic provides free legal help to those who cannot pay a lawyer. The staff connected Linda with pro bono lawyers from a large legal group who accepted her case. After a year of fighting, Linda finally won guardianship of Michael. She says the shock of finally having Michael legally in her home left her numb, feeling almost senseless. David Lash is a lawyer with the law firm O'Melveny and Myers. He says a growing number of lawyers offer free help for needy clients. And he adds that many of them are from prestigious, highly respected law firms.
The last 10 years has seen a substantial growth in pro bono participation among lawyers.
The firm O'Melveny and Myers handles anything from corporate law, company and business law, to intellectual property law. It also operates a strong pro bono program worldwide.
The notion is burgeoning and growing. We're doing a lot of pro bono work through our office in London and in Brussels, and lawyers in our Hong Kong and Singapore and Beijing offices are getting more and more involved in pro bono pursuits.
Hi, it's David. It's David Lash.
Mr. Lash spends his workday talking to the community and organizations that offer free legal help to the needy. He also reviews and considers pro bono cases for his firm. On this day, he starts by meeting with Betsedic's pro bono director, Diego Cartagena. The subject? How to offer free legal help to the children coming to the United States from Central America.
We anticipate that there will be hundreds of cases involving these children coming through the next few months.
After this meeting, Mr. Lash gets on a group call, a conference call, with lawyers and activists in another state to advise about legal issues with immigrants. Then he is off to speak to a new student lawyer about pro bono work. But why work for free? Mr. Lash says there are many reasons law firms offer free legal help, and some of those reasons come from self-interest.
In order to really maintain a competitive edge, major law firms really need to have vibrant pro bono programs. They're invaluable ways to train young lawyers. They're great recruiting tools when we're all interviewing at the top law schools.
But Mr. Lash also says making justice available to people is what democracy is all about.
It's a magnificent feeling to use your skills and your profession to touch somebody's life in a really profound way.
Linda says that the law firm treated her and her family with respect. She says that even though she was not a paying client, the lawyers did not treat her as if she were a handout or a charity case.
They made us feel special. They didn't make us feel like we were basically a handout.
Instead, Linda feels thanks and gratitude that goes beyond words. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Remember to visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com.
And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.